kalau sedang ada di Mustafa. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Subhanallah, gharsun fil jannah. One time a person reads Subhanallah, when Allah Ta'ala plants for you immediately a tree in Jannah. In this world you want to plant a tree, then a lot of effort you have to make. You have to buy that tree, you have to find out where to get it. If you don't have money, you can't buy it. But if you read, our real home is Akhirah. That is where we're going. The real life, this life is to prepare for that life. When a person passes away, then you're going to Akhirah. And in Akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us a place in Jannah. Now we have to, on one occasion, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that give your ummah my salams. And we hear that we should say alayhi wa alayhi wa salam, that Allah ta'ala give salams to the great anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam also. Then he said, tell your ummah that Jannah is a barren land and they have to cultivate it. Like somebody give you a nice big plot and now you say, make your garden there. Now you'll have to make your garden. So then he said, how we can make our gardens in Jannah. Then he explained the tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. When we read this, then we are making our beautiful garden in Jannah. And if we don't read, we are unmindful and we're just wasting our time thinking or talking about sports, politics, all other things. Then we're wasting our time. When we come to Jannah, we see there's no garden there. Then we can't come back here to make our garden. So while we have got life, and then also Allahu Akbar. This tasbih, what we read now after Asr, this is a very, very valuable tasbih, which is called tasbih Fatimi. That is, that tasbih which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave as a gift to his beloved daughter. How valuable it is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his daughter so much, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she used to do all the housework herself. And when she used to do the housework herself, her beloved husband Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he came home, he saw on her fingers marks because she used to grind the mal. And then she used to sweep the house. When he came home, she was still not ready to change. Her clothes were a bit dusty. Then he saw on her shoulders the marks to carry the leather bag to go for water. Today Allah Ta'ala has made the system, everything we got on the plate. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he felt his wife pity and he said, go to your beloved father Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and request somebody help you in the house to do housework. She was very, very shy. But because her husband commanded her, she went. When she went to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with some other people. So immediately she came away. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed, he did his work finish after Isha. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the house. When father see his daughter come, then he'll come find out what is her need. So at night when he came, Hazrat Ali was sitting on the bed one side, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu on the other side, Nabi Kareem saw him in the middle. What a beloved scene and what a beloved father and a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi Kareem saw him inquired, oh my daughter, why you came? I think you wanted something. Again she couldn't speak, rather tears were coming down her cheeks. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu had to say, let's see, the whole Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu works so hard in the house. She grinds the mal herself, her fingers get full of blisters, her clothes get dusty, she has to sweep the house, and she has to carry the leather bag and fill water. So I told her to come to request you for somebody to assist. And just that time some kaftabs came to the Muslim treasury. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his beloved daughter, Allahu Akbar, a father loves his daughter the most. And the more closer you are to Allah, the more you love your family. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for his daughter, we can't imagine. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that if you want, I can send somebody to help you. But if you want, I can give you something better than that. So she said, oh my beloved father, give me something better than that. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, oh my beloved daughter, when you go to sleep, before you fall off to sleep, then read 33 times, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. And in one narration it comes 33 times Allahu Akbar. And one time the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet bi adil khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, if you read this tasbih, then Allah Ta'ala will remove all your tiredness. So we see this tasbih is so valuable. We will be planting trees in Jannat also, and we will be getting strength to our body in this world also. So it is physical nourishment also, it will give you strength of your body, and more important, it will give your soul nourishment. That is, it will purify our heart also, and it will increase our plot in Jannat. So in this tasbih, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave for the whole ummah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, after Fajr, after Asr, we shouldn't be in a hurry just to run away. Sit 1-2 minutes and read the tasbih. And as our Honorable Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that don't be in a hurry when we read the tasbih just to finish. Just think, later, Subhanallah, Allah is so pure, Allah is so kind. Then Allah Ta'ala, when you read Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. And you just read it with little concentration, then you'll see Allah Ta'ala will plant beautiful trees for us in Jannah. Otherwise we read it quickly, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When we come to Jannah, we see all the trees, the leaves are dry. Then we have to cry, then it's too late. So let us read it properly also. And when we read it, Allah, if we say Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is pure. It doesn't raise Allah Ta'ala's status and purity in the least, but Allah is as pure as He is. Allah is as great as He is. Allah is deserving of all praises, all the time. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, jaza'u wifaqa. When you read Subhanallah, Allah purifies your heart inside. Takes out all the jealousy, takes out all the greed. Allah Ta'ala removes hatred and enmity between one another just by reading Subhanallah. Allah is purifying our heart. Like, today they make 3-in-1 polish. That is, one time they say that polish works, like you scrubbing it also, you polishing and you shining it also. Thus, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us when? Over 1400 years ago. The world only did, now they came out with 3-in-1 polish. This is 3-in-1 polish for the heart. When you say Subhanallah, you are scrubbing your heart. When you say Alhamdulillah, you are polishing your heart. And when you say Allahu Akbar, you are shining your heart. Imagine every day in 2-3 minutes, if we shine our heart like this, how much our hearts won't shine. Then all the love and inclination for dunya will go away, and we'll be getting ready for akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala send us here to get ready for akhirat. And for this Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala send us here, and Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. But shaitan, he fools us. He just lets us get involved all the time in dunya, and we don't even have time to read Subhanallah. No time to read Alhamdulillah. That is why very important, we should try and take out time, sit in the company of the friends of Allah, the pious servants who are called the mashayikh, the ulama, then we'll learn this thing, how easy it is. For dunya, you have to work so hard. You have to work so hard to earn little end of the day. Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala is going to keep, we're going to stay there forever and ever. We're not going to know death after that. So Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy, so simple. And then our mashayikh teach us that if we try and read this tasbih every day after every namaz, even while you're walking out, you read it. And that means 5 namazes, 500 times you would planted 500 trees in Jannah. And one time before you go to sleep, while you're laying on your bed, instead of thinking of some other haram thing or talking something unnecessary, read the tasbih, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Then you'll be planting another 100 trees before you sleep. And how big your plot will become in Jannah. In this world, whether we got a plot or we don't have a plot. This world we're going to leave very soon. Our real house is there. Allah says, Tilkad darul akhirah. That is your house. So prepare for that house. And to prepare for that house is very simple, is very easy. But we shaitan makes us feel is very difficult. And what is difficult and what we're going to leave behind, shaitan gets us involved in dunya. And worse, he gets us involved in sports, gets us involved in human, etc. Then not only we our dunya is beneficial, our dunya is also lost, and our akhirat will also be lost. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding to realize we've got a very short life, and how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it to prepare for our akhirat. We should be mindful, we shouldn't waste our life and let it just go by. We should make our life valuable by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should make tilawat of Quran Sharif also daily. We should recite istighfar, that is astaghfirullah, ask Allah ta'ala's forgiveness also daily, and recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever blessings and whatever goodness we got is through the barakat, the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we recite durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come in the heart. Then we'll get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we get that, then the whole enjoyment of life is something else. All will try, inshallah. Main program Hazrat will give after Maghrib, should try and sit also and listen attentively, inshallah. Subhanallah.